Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They gon' tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you on the go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They gon' tell you what they know.
What's going on, people? Welcome back to Throwback Thursday. We ain't had it in a while. Today, brother said we're going to go ahead and knock it out and bring it back. So we're bringing it back. Throwback Thursdays. Of course, you got your favorite two hosts of the most, Mark and Will. What's up, my brother?
What's going on with you, man?
It's all good. My Monday.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. How is it your Tuesday?
My Tuesday be tomorrow.
Nah, I'm just saying.
It makes sense. Yeah, it's my Tuesday. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. I was just saying.
Man, it was smooth, man. Can't complain, man. It was smooth sailing, no hiccups or nothing like that.
Right.
How about yourself?
It was all good. I'm home. I'm good. That's right.
Plus, it's Thursday.
Yes, it is.
It's Throwback Thursday. It's Thursday Thursdays. All kinds of Thursday. Man, who you wearing today, man?
I got Mr. Warren Moon on today. Ooh. Mr. Warren Moon on. I decided to bring him out today.
The sweetest.
Who do you got on? Because you are representing for Pop tonight.
Yeah, man. I went in and got that Mr. Johnson. You know what I'm saying? The other way, 81. You know what I'm saying? The Lions, they play my team. So, He can't wear his stuff, so I go ahead and just wear it today.
Absolutely.
But other than that, I have to just toss it away. All that kind of stuff, making my skin itch. kind of stuff like that.
Absolutely.
But you know how it is, though. Man, it's all good, man. Hey, I hope you guys... Hey, Shannon, how you doing?
Hey, sus.
I hope you guys was able to catch AJ and Dr. Brooks yesterday. Yep. Good show.
Great show.
Man. You know, you got Modest Abe as an AJ.
Exactly.
And then you got Benjamin Franklin. She's creating all kinds of stuff. I love it. Love it. Albert Einstein. She's doing her thing. I love that, man. Big time. So let's go on, get into it. You know what it is. Big time. Where to find us at www.markandwillshow.com. All that stuff you see at TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitch, all that kind of stuff, Twitter, and the special group. You guys better get used to it.
Yes.
Because, especially you players, if you watching this and you know what's going to be dropping on Monday, well, not only does it drop on Twitter on Monday, it's going to drop on Facebook. Facebook page is going to be for your auntie, your grandmama, the people who I don't do Twitter. I ain't going to do Twitter. I can't vote for you. Well, you can just tell them to go to the Mark and Will Show group. Right? For groups. Mark and Will Show, and they'll be able to vote. And we cut it off at 3 p.m. the next day. So, I don't care how many people are on there today.
What you said?
Because it ended, so I don't care. But, hey, make sure you guys tell your people, tell a friend to go ahead and join that, too, so we can rock and roll with all that big time. Let's see. FNC won't be this Saturday. We'll have a date for that, so make sure you go ahead and look at the library and all that kind of good stuff with that. Somebody's been busy on gaming.
It's not a game. My days off, Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, y'all going to catch me on there because y'all know my work schedule, what I got to do, whatever. Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, I will be on there, and I'm going heavy. At Sonic, though, if y'all go back and watch it, yes, I was upset. I ain't played it in years. You understand what I'm saying? I have not played that game in years.
Why are you saying that? You must was letting loose,
bro. I was hot, dog. I was hot, man. Where the water come from? And I forgot. You know what I'm saying? But it was still a great stream. Okay. So go back and watch it. I was mad.
Okay.
Because, you know, we talk about Sonic, bro. We talk about Sonic, school. Dude.
Sega Genesis.
Hey, going back and watch it. Then I played Call of Duty. Like, an hour later after I did Sonic, we already started working. Real heavy. I promise y'all that. So, please go to the Mark and Will Gaming on YouTube and Twitch.
Right. You already know. So, hey, check it out. It out big time. So, you know, it is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Mark is doing it. I'll eventually join him. Be patient, guys.
Please. Patient. Baseball's coming.
Oh, yeah, man. I'm in year two in first place. I'm adapted. You know what I'm saying? So, look, we got some big games coming off. High school, right? You got Franklin, Simpson, and Warren East today. They're going today. Pulaski County versus Southwestern. It's Friday, Madison Central. Hey, shout out to Madison Central. We still in awe of what you did on that post versus Bryan Station. Mayo versus Bullard East. You got Clifton County versus Butler County. Holy Cross versus Campbellsville. Western Hills versus Cal.
Absolutely.
Ooh, Cal, man. That ain't nothing nice.
What you said.
Hart County versus Community in Tennessee. You got Lexington Christian versus Danville. You got Mercer County versus DeSales. You got Butler has to play DuPont Manual.
Yes.
Trinity going to Eastern. KCD, who's also rocking the world, versus Eminence. Southern versus Fern Creek. Woo-wee. Bethlehem versus Fort Knox. Let's see who else. We got Central versus Franklin County. Montgomery County versus Frederick Douglass. Frederick Douglass is always throwing them 50 pieces, so we'll see what that's about. Atherton versus North Bullitt. Shawnee versus Owen County. And you know, you got that star linebacker, you know what I'm saying, for Shawnee. We thought we had him in the loop. We couldn't fish him in, but hopefully we'll reschedule him. Ballard versus Scott County. J-Town versus Seneca. Wagler versus Shelby County. Collins versus West Jessamine. Doss versus Western. PRP versus St. Ed's. There's some heavy hitter games. You know, the end of the season is district play. You know, people getting ready, rock and roll. I would say this. Let me go ahead and start with Mel versus Bullet East. Has to go down there to play them. Bullet East, you know, took it on the head twice last year. So, you know, I heard a rumor that they've been having this game circle for a long time. So, you know, they're going to give their best shot. So, I'm very interested just to see, you know, who's going to start quarterback. Is it still going to be Jacob? Or is it going to be Coulter for Mel? You know, see how that offense moves, because I think this year would be the year that, you know, they're going to have to spread people out and take advantage of it.
Absolutely.
And then, I mean, running back Daniel Sweeney hasn't played in a while, so I don't know if he's coming back. Mr. Ganey supposed to be back. So we'll see. We'll see. As we get into playoffs, you're going to see everybody, you know, try to do their best and get the players who have been resting back and forth. So that should be a good one. Like I said, it really should be a good one because it's at Bullet East.
What you said.
You know, it's going to be interesting because, you know, they played Southern last week. Bullet East did, and I heard some stories about that, and I'm not going to get into that on air. But, you won't, Mel. They coming.
Absolutely.
They coming. So, we'll see what's going on with that one. PRP takes a visit to Poplar Road to play St. X. This is AJ's last hurrah with St. X.
Regular season.
What is your keys for PRP to secure a victory?
Defense. And I'm just going to keep it there. Defense. PRP need this win to host a playoff game.
Oh, okay.
If we would have won last week, it was secured. Okay. Regardless if we lose the same next or not. You know what I'm saying? But need this to host. You want to host a playoff game.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing like hosting a playoff game instead of going on the road.
Yeah.
I mean, going on the road in the playoff hostility, you don't know where you're going. It's going to be crazy. Right. You know what I'm saying? I just need the defense to really step up, give the offense a chance to put up numbers and stuff like that, because y'all need to host a playoff game, man. We don't need to go back on the road like we did last year, man.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? But I got confidence in PIP. Right. I got confidence that they can go there and pull it off. But if they pull it off, it's going to be close. Like a 3-point, 6-point game type of thing, though. But the defense have to step up and come collectively together, stop them to take his victory.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think using last week DuPont Manual game as something that you need as a tool to try to help you out. Because my whole thing is this, is that what you learn from that game, what you learn is that four quarters, right? Four quarters.
Absolutely.
Especially good teams. Good teams, you can't just not score. You know what I'm saying? You have to bring it four quarters. And it's plenty of time on PRP. So, hey, like we talked about last week, I said spread Manuel. You need to spread St. X out and attack them down the field. Just go ahead and then when they thinking it's passed, hit them with the run. Do whatever you got to do. So, just don't outthink yourself. That's all I'm going to say.
And that's what you said. What you said.
That's all I'm going to say.
What you said.
Just outthink yourself. So, hey, you know, this is how we do. I need to talk to you after the show because I think we have something special that we're going to drop and really start probably doing on Mondays. But we'll talk about it.
Okay.
And I think it's going to be really good because
you
guys have really supported us, especially on Twitter. And, you know, Facebook got its own thing, too, but on Twitter. So I think you're going to like what we're probably going to discuss and see what we can do. So, hey, make sure you support these kiddos. Like I said, there's several good games going on. You know, so, hey, it's all right, man. Let's get into this baseball. And I think I got something. Go ahead, Mark. You can go ahead.
MLB Thursday. You got a game going on right now in Houston, the Yankees, which is 0-0. But I'm gonna go back from yesterday. Padres beat the Phillies 8-5 to tie the series 1-1.
Yes.
Houston beat Yankees yesterday 4-2 to go up 1-0. But like I said, they own right now. Houston and Yankees.
Yankees.
Bottom of the second.
Have to win this.
They better.
They have to. Because I'm going to say this.
I hope they don't.
I'm going to say that you have to win this because of all the teams that remain in the playoffs, Astros not scared of the Yankees. They done beat them. They in the past 6 or 7 years, they done won twice. You know what I'm saying?
You know, so the even though I joke about them all the time with the... Houston's a good team.
Oh, yes.
Houston's a good team.
And they lost quite a few players, and they still. So they let you know they know what they're doing. And I think my man, old Dusty's the Dusty Baker.
Right.
He's been there. We're about 90 years old, still doing his stuff. So, hey, hats off to the Astros. And, hey, cuz, I know you sweating bullets. Yankees got to win tonight, man. Yankee has no chance. They have to win tonight. If they don't win tonight, then it's a wrap. Let's see who we got on here. We got some more hellos. Let's see what's going on. Hey, Mom, how you doing? Hope you're feeling good. Okay, hit it twice. Makes everything nice. Hey, D, how you doing? Let me see. Who is this? Hey, there she is. How you doing? Auntie Sherry, what's going on? Yes, love that, love that. Thanks for the support. Big time. So, hey, make sure you guys, like I said, this is the perfect time to go ahead and watch baseball. I know some of you guys, like, I don't do that. Hey, this is do or die. When it's do or die, it's different. It's kind of like the NBA. NBA gets, I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. There's some games you're going to watch certain players because it's NBA. But NBA really don't take off until the playoffs. You know what I'm saying? So baseball's like it. So go ahead. Auntie Sherry's on here, you know what I'm saying? She said hello and everything.
Hey, Auntie.
Yeah, all that good stuff. So, hey, y'all know how we do. Before we hit you guys, you know what's coming at NFL. We got a game, 8 o'clock, Pitt versus Louisville. Right? Yep. 8 o'clock Saturday.
Primetime.
Absolutely. I'm not going to lie.
What you think about it, bro?
This is confusing to me.
Why is it confusing?
Because if I'm a Pitt fan or better, I'm taking Pitt. I mean, don't get me wrong. The Cardinals came up and took care of business in Virginia, which I didn't think they was, and they did. They dominated with a backup quarterback, second on quarter, because the first quarter, it was
everywhere.
Dude couldn't hit the salad bar, man.
Right.
Oh, my God, he was horrible. But, Pittsburgh, is, you know, normally, you know, they got the better record.
Absolutely.
You know, it really don't mean that much, but they physical team. I just don't know. I tell you what, if Louisville wins this, then I give them tons of credit, and then I would start being like, okay, cool, because the schedule's hard as hell.
Right, absolutely.
And then when I look at Pittsburgh, you know, I'm looking at the games they done played so far. So, you know, they beat a good West Virginia team.
Yes, they did.
They lost to Tennessee by 7 in overtime.
Right.
They beat West Michigan. They beat Rhode Island Nobody. They lost to Georgia Tech. That might kind of sour people, and they beat Virginia Tech.
Right.
So maybe they, you know, it's just the unknown. Now, let me put my Louisville head on.
Put your Louisville head on, brother.
You got to win this.
Absolutely.
You have no choice.
Yeah, I mean.
You have no choice.
You don't win this, dude, fired. Midnight? You got to be fired at midnight.
Man, you have to win this because it doesn't get any easier. You know,
it doesn't.
That's the scary thing. After Pitt, guys, I think you got James Madison. That's probably homecoming. Which James Madison is 5-1. Don't get caught up with that name. They
please,
can come in here and
beat Louisville. Exactly.
But then you got to go at Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got NC State. Now, NC State is without their quarterback.
Right.
He's done. So you might have to sneak there because by the time Louisville plays NC State, NC State probably not going to be ranked. Let's just put it that way.
They're not.
Then you got to go to a rival game, Big Blue. Well, actually, my fault. You got Wake Forest, then James Madison. I was going to say, hey, let's short some games. Then it's Clemson, NC State, then Kentucky. And we don't know how that looked, but hell, the last 3 years, you done got beat by them by an average of 30-something points. So
right.
You got to win this game. You have no choice. And we'll see. I just said, at 2.5, this, I don't feel I would take Pitt.
The games that I don't watch and the games that you done text me and cuss me out with, which I thought I was the one who was out there playing. It wasn't me, brother.
It wasn't nobody playing. That was the problem.
You know what I'm saying? But people know my work schedule. I caught a couple of games, which my brother tells me about Louisville. He's the biggest Louisville fan I've ever met in my life.
Ooh.
Period. But bruh says that he's taking Pitt with the points.
I hope I'm wrong.
I hope you're wrong, too. I hope you're wrong, too.
They just ain't beat
Pitt. But they ain't did nothing.
And they ain't beat Pitt in years.
Facts.
So I need to see I need to see. And think about it. It's supposed to be a beautiful night. Like, mm-hmm. I wish I can go. I got a class reunion I got to attend. I got to bless some people with my presence.
With a wheel.
You know what I'm saying. So, you know, that kind of stuff. But
you don't see
the rain. If I do, that means they have taken a step forward, right?
Right.
That means because physicality is
so. Does it mean they playing for the coach?
Oh, they have to. Everybody's playing for coach and scholarships and everything. Right, because you know a new coach coming in,
right?
Because everybody's scholarship is a renewal every year. So they're playing for coach, playing for himself, playing for the mama, they get it.
Absolutely.
The food plan they own, everything, bro.
NIL, whatever it's called. It's blessing everybody.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna tell you what.
Wait, everybody gets blessed off of it.
What? No, you're right.
Once who are.
But you know what's gonna happen? They're gonna start making them, and I don't know what it looks like. I would like to see one of those contracts with that, but they really gonna have stipulations on this because you know you playing some cats. Like $1 million or something like
that.
They don't even play.
They don't even play getting money. My mama got a house. She good. Pay for.
Right. And you can't get that money back. So it's going to be some stipulations coming up through there pretty soon.
And I still got 500,000
Yeah, and I transferred to another school.
Right, and getting another meal.
Yeah, so yeah, and I don't have no problem with.
Oh, absolutely hell, not.
But it's going to have to be some stipulations. As a businessman, you have to.
Because I get that they're saying off name, right? Mm-hmm. It's off the name. Mm-hmm. But if that name don't do nothing, do you take your money back or half your money?
I would have some stipulations. Yeah, I would have some.
I see what you're saying. It makes sense.
Then all of a sudden, it is your name, image, and likeness, right?
Yes.
But if you went to Alabama, mm-hmm. and you know, they gave $1 million, and you know, because you're going to be on TV, right? All the time, right?
Yeah.
If you went to Missouri State,
okay,
you ain't getting that money.
No, absolutely not.
So it's a win-win situation. It's like, yes, they getting off of you, and we know that because you're talent.
Yes.
So it's time to get some money, but not everybody's getting it, right?
Right.
But if you do not produce, then that means what? If you for Alabama, you ain't playing.
You're not playing.
So if I'm that booster or whoever, I'm like, well, hold on, bro. I bought you here, but you ain't doing nothing.
And you ain't doing nothing.
And I can't even bring you into my car dealership to sign some autographs.
Exactly.
Because ain't nobody want your stuff.
Nothing.
Or maybe you do play and you suck. I ain't going to say no name.
Don't do that, brother. No, don't do it, brother. Do it, brother. Do it, brother. Don't do it, bro. I know you want to. Don't do it. Do it, brother. Forget it. Do it. That's our show.
Come here. So it's like, hey, yeah, for real. For real, like, really. Like, why am I paying you? Like,
right, I get it.
Yeah,
I pay you,
that,
brother.
But go ahead,
get your money.
If Louisville wins this game, to me, that means they have taken a step forward. Actually better than what.
So are they taking a step forward, or are they just had a good game?
I say forward because I think the resilience that they show with a horrible quarterback,
okay,
Virginia,
yeah,
it was horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Then he got warmed up a little bit, and it was decent. Mm-hmm. Virginia's a bad team. Let's put it over. They're a bad team. But Louisville took care of business. So absolutely, you have to give them props. Now the competition is better,
mm-hmm,
right? The competition is better. So what you going to do now?
Right.
You're going to have to show, because after them, you got Wake Forest, who's better than that. So you got to keep climbing them steps.
And you got
to. Dude, been here 4 years. You got to be better than what you're doing. If not, you got to go. You got to go. So, you know, yeah, we shall see. So, hey, good luck with that. We're going to see what's going on. What we got here? Let's go on and get into the
nitty-gritty,
man. Let's get into it. Y'all know NFL.
Yes, sir.
We got a game on right now, and I'm going to pull it up. Let's see. The Aints versus the Cardinals. Cardinals 2.5-point favorite. Right now, the Aints is up what?
7-0. This is my thing.
Ooh, wait!
See?
Rondell Moore!
This is my thing. What's great happening is, right? You got Hoptown back.
Mm-hmm.
This offense is getting ready to really open up.
Oh, yeah.
Because now, when they didn't have Hoptown, then it's like, y'all beat us, right? We got Hoptown. Oh, we got to double team him.
Okay.
Moore, like you said. Moore, great E. AJ Green, great E.
I don't know.
Everybody. Come on, brother. I don't do him like that, bro.
The dude that you killed yesterday. Robbie, great E. Yeah, yeah. Robbie, great take. You know what I'm saying? So, they ain't slick.
Let's. But this right. Offense great open up now.
Ertz.
You got. Thank you.
Yep.
It's great open up. They come back win this game.
They have to.
Right.
They got no choice.
To really solidify yourself, uh-huh, to be good, they have to.
They got to.
Because they not a bad team.
No, they're not.
They not a bad team. They just started off bad.
Yeah, not
all. It's the NFL.
You're right.
And I want to say this for everybody out there. The dude in Indianapolis, Ryan Matty Ice, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady.
I already know what you're going to do, bro. Hold on.
It's time to go.
All
right, now. It's time for these young boys, man.
Done.
Brother, you done seen so much way before me. I done saw some stuff. Hey, dude, the time is over.
Yeah,
it's time for these young boys to take over.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But and I got Arizona winning this game, though.
Most of them have young coaches, too. So you know they're ready to go ahead and get rid of these dudes.
Exactly.
Arizona, I think you hit it right on the head, because when you have a true number one,
yes,
that means he puts fear in the defensive coordinator, right?
Every last one.
So everybody has to know exactly where he is.
Yep.
Even if he only catches 70 yards, five catches, but you have to account for him. Safety's got to cheat over.
Yep.
They bracketed him, but everybody, and I would say this by little man, Calamari, little man can throw that ball, though. That should be passing for
that show man, the hell should have.
Little man can throw that ball.
Yes, he can.
You know what I'm saying? So I got to give him props. He can throw that ball. So if you open, he's going to find you. And so I'm with you. I think this is a game changer when you bring Hoptown, because y'all failed to realize a couple of years ago, two, 3 years ago, he was the number one receiver in the league.
In the league.
In the league. Oh, he batted it. Better than Devontae, all this stuff. It was Hopkins, you know what I'm saying? So he's back. He's healthy. They got the black uniforms on.
Yes,
I'm riding with the Cardinals.
Absolutely.
It ain't going to be the Aints. That's for sure.
Well, I'm full with the Aints.
That was too, but ain't going to be with the Aints. Aints.
Yeah. What you said?
All that stuff. So, you know, it is what it is. Falcons versus the Bengals. 6.5 point favorite is the Bengals, and I know that you do not like the Bengals. We know that, but what is your thoughts on this game?
Joey's coming, and he's Gary comes strong. Like, I don't think Atlanta got enough firepower to go to the jungle to beat them.
Right.
I just don't think that they do, and Joey is really starting to, like, here I come.
Right.
He's coming. Joey's going to blow him out. I don't think Atlanta got a chance with this game. Not in the jungle. The jungle's going to be rocking.
I don't think in the alley. because what's going on is that they are basically doing Baltimore Ravens stuff with Mariota.
Yes.
And they did, you know, Mariota was in the league before, so, you know, they was doing that stuff before. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knows how to use him. You know, he's not a real no thrower. So, you know, Tennessee did it forever before
what you said?
The league. So, basically doing that, that is not going to be able to withstand. Like, for them to stay in the game, they have to jump out quick in the game.
Fast.
So, I'm with you on that. I think the Bengals are going to ride.
Ride Bengals.
And the thing about it is that that's scary.
Them, but they're
scary. They're going to do what
coming.
They got to do.
Yeah.
The Lions and Cowboys and Bears. Oh, my.
Are we really talking about this?
Yes. Hey. Dak is back. Hey, let me say this. Y'all thought I was coming empty handed? Oh, no, sir. Yeah, we all know where I lie at. But look, let me tell you something. Dak is back. Not the biggest Dak supporter, but when you have a legitimate top 15 quarterback, it makes a difference on your team. Thank you, Cooper Rush, for what you have done. He's going to be rusty, so I think the game will be a little bit closer, you know what I'm saying? I wouldn't be surprised between the 3 and 10-point range. Because,
right.
We'll see how really healthy he is. But I think that the defense got to be on, because Detroit can put some points up. You know, even though I can't stand Goff and everything else like that, they can put some points up if you don't respect your opponent. That's just
right.
Way. They got to come out with their hair on fire. You lost to the Eagles. You need to go ahead and take care of business. Go ahead and knock them out early. I'm hoping for that, but, you know, I need to go ahead and see, because Cowboys 4-2 strictly off of offense, the average like about 17 points. That's not, you need at least 24 points and to be okay with that defense. So, Pops, sorry, but y'all taking this ass for
Dak back. That got that foul funnel. I don't see Detroit even putting up a fight.
We'll see. I hope not. I hope by 425, 415. I'm already on Facebook with my eyes.
Pop said, son, hey, give us a chance.
Hey, man, I really don't even pay y'all. I ain't gonna lie. Colts versus Titans. Titans is 2.5 point favorites. Now, the Titans just beat them, what, about 2 or 3 weeks ago?
Back-to-back. And then this is at Tennessee, so this game is not even going to be close.
Woo!
Derrick Henry going to do what he need to do.
Woo!
This game ain't close.
Woo!
This game ain't close because this game is going to be strictly about Derrick Henry. Mark my word.
Need to be.
He's going to run the hell out that ball. It's a wrap. This game's over. I don't give Coles a chance. Hey, Colt, your name is Colt, too. It's crazy thing about it. He's a Colts fan, and his name is Colt. Y'all lose, brother. I know you're watching.
Ooh.
I told you to subscribe today.
Ooh, we Colt 45. Hey, I'm going to give y'all a chance.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. You know why I'm going to give him a chance? Because it's the division. I think Matty Ice is going to throw 50 times.
It's going to happen last week.
Because Taylor's still gone.
Yeah, he is.
Hines or whatever, he's coming back, but as if they clear him, so you're going to run a game. You got Lindsey was okay with
Denver,
which cracked me up how he almost got Rookie of the Year.
And they got rid of him.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
But anyway, Matty Ice, this is your time, brother. Because I will say this. He's right. Titans going to try to run it down your throat with Henry all over.
And run the time out.
So that defense, you better step up and make Tannehill beat you. They have no receivers.
Facts.
They got no receivers.
Facts.
Bro. Make him beat you. But I will say this. I hope the weather's perfect because if it's cold as hell or anything like that, Titans going to blow the doors off him because I don't think Matty Ice is going to be able to pass in no 20, 30 degree weather. I mean, he's not even barely passing them when it's indoor. So, I think it's going to be close. I do. I'm hoping, maybe. I don't know. I'm sorry, Colts fans. I tried. Titans should win.
Tried.
Packers, 4.5-point favorite with the Commodores. And you know what's so bad? And I know what you're going to do. Before I let you rock and roll, Packers ought to be ashamed of themselves that it's only 4.5.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey. Where's it at? Packers, Commanders. I ain't got a coin in my pocket. I'm going to flip it. Commanders.
They're not. With Hinky.
I don't believe in
Mr. Hinky. Mr. Hanky.
Twan. The biggest Packers fan that I know. It's not looking good, brother. And I'm not talking crazy because I know my team, we ain't looking good neither. But y'all was expected to do way more than a lot of teams in the NFL. And this ain't looking good for y'all, brother. If y'all lose this game Commanders, nobody bet not ever say anything about a cheesehead.
Ooh. How about a cheese tray?
Grilled cheese. Cheese sandwich. It doesn't matter. Don't even put cheese on your sandwich no more this year.
Charcuterie board.
All that.
Oh, that's nice. That sounds good. But charcuterie board.
Yeah.
Stop it, dude.
Cheese head, y'all done.
Hey.
Please don't do it.
I'm going to say this. Cuz of Antoine, yes.
Yes.
Crees. All you pack of people.
You cheese heads.
If y'all lose this, y'all need to turn it. Chris, we ain't seen you in a while. I know you've been doing some stuff.
Yeah.
God bless you and your family. But I'm going to tell you what, if y'all lose this game, I'm going to collect all y'all jerseys.
Absolutely.
Because the Commanders.
Yeah, throw them away.
Stop it. The Commanders. If you lose the Commanders, it's a wrap. All right, I'm going to go ahead and ride with the Packers. I think the Packers is not going to go there. But the scary thing is this. Mr. Hankey.
Hankey, great throw.
Mr. Hankey.
Hankey's going to throw, baby.
Mr. Hankey's a better option at quarterback than Carson Wentz.
Right. No, I agree with you.
That's a problem.
I agree with you with that one.
Mr. Hankey played last year. Y'all remember him.
It beat a couple of good teams.
Yeah, so.
Y'all better stop playing.
Well, if y'all lose to them and the Giants.
It's the NFL this year, man.
If y'all lose to them and the Giants and then beat us, I am going to burn down Lambeau Field myself.
Yeah, please.
I'm going up.
I'm going with you.
Lombardi or whatever. I'm going up. And I'm going to take a couple trophies, too. And y'all deserve it. Y'all deserve it. If y'all lose to them and the Giants.
Right.
Boy, that ain't good. The Bucks and the Panthers. Lord, do you really even need to have to even. I guess because we got some Bucks fans. And we got a Panther fan. You know, we do got a Panther. D. Six is a Panthers fan. Hey, yes, I'm counting you out. Yeah.
Not shit, Mike Tomlin fan.
My other sister, Carolina Panthers fan. So hey, I know it's tough on you.
It really is. But if Tampa Bay don't go to Carolina and win this game, because you really don't have to break this game down. We already know what it is. It's a test case or whatever the case may be. At the same time, Tom Brady, you need to go and get this win. Period. It is what it is. Get the win at Carolina. Who is their quarterback? Donald coming back this week? Who cares?
No, he ain't. It's P.J. Walker.
Well, get the win.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. It make no difference. Ooh,
get the win.
Is he going to go to another... what's the owner for New England?
Kraft.
Is he going to go to another Kraft's thing? Then, because apparently...
Yeah, he went to the wedding after the Pittsburgh game.
No, before.
I was before?
It was before. Okay. It was before. He went and didn't fly with the team to Pittsburgh. And
played like... Don't make it seem like that's the reason why y'all lost.
I'm just talking
to Tampa Bay fans.
I'm just saying,
don't make it seem like that.
When you have a lot of stuff going on, the divorce, all this kind of stuff,
too.
Right? Is Tom really here?
No. This is the great thing. I'm glad you brought it up. Because a cat at work, he walked up on me and said, "What's going on?" And I'm like, "A win is a win for me. I'll take it. I don't give a damn what he's going through."
Right, that's it.
But at the same time, it's like, bro, like, do you really think that you need to take a step back and fix your family, brother?
Yeah.
Because then on top of that, another article came out today saying, I ain't got no timeline when I'm going to stop playing.
You got to force him to retire.
You,
because you got to think, if his family is gone, because, you know, his kids, his boys are getting old, right?
Yes.
And if that's gone, he's going to be the new Baker Mayfield.
Living in
the Raymond James.
And the crazy thing about it, we was out there work seeing, and we had a supermodel wife.
He makes more money than he does.
I'm going home. Well, hey, I'm taking the kids to school. Sit down, baby.
It's time for him to sit down anyway. But how focused can you truly be if you get all this outside influence?
He's not
and then
focused.
You still go out. So my thing is,
he ain't focused.
Tampa Bay is going to have to do like the Colts did.
Yes. It forced
it. It was good.
Yep.
Thank you for your service.
You know the same thing about it? Somebody else is going to pick him up. Watch.
True.
Because he's Tom Brady.
I'm trying to
somebody else is going to try to get
San Fran, because he's from California.
Thank you.
They're going to be 50 years old playing football, bro.
Throwing the ball.
And somebody's going. That's why they blow the whistle. That dude might just
disintegrate
on TV.
And the sad thing about it is,
if you hit him hard, he's going to disappear on TV.
The sad thing about it is, hope and pray that the right end or corner don't get a clean shot.
You know what, though? If you touch him, you're going to get it anyway, so you might as well go ahead and just knock him out.
You know, might as well.
Hate to say that.
You're right. If you breathe on him,
you're going to get it. So you might as well go ahead and just
absolutely
let him just disintegrate right on TV.
Yes, sir.
Bucks win this easy. If they don't, then Tom Brady, release him Sunday. And everybody need to release him on fantasy anyway.
Yeah, I already did.
G-Man versus the Jaguars. And the crazy and total disrespect is that the Jags is 3 points favorite. So somebody's not believing.
If somebody ain't believing, I believe the Giants. I got the Giants beating them at Jaguars. I got the Giants beating them at Jaguars. They rolling. But if you fools trick this game off, Please don't trick his game off. Yeah, of course you're going to do that.
No. Before they lost, before Jacksonville, if Jacksonville won last week, you'd be taking Jacksonville.
I absolutely wouldn't.
Hey, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
Hey, Jacksonville.
No, I wouldn't.
Jacksonville. I'm riding with you.
You know what's so crazy? I do believe in Jacksonville.
I know.
I believe in Jacksonville.
I think the problem is that they are one trick pony. They got Barkley. Ain't nobody no fan of old boy.
No, exactly. Absolutely.
And I just think that you're going to have to put up some points.
Jacksonville.
Daniel Jones is going to have to rock and roll, and I just don't believe in him. That's the only reason I'm thinking.
I get it, but I hope
I got him.
If the G-Man loses this, because I'm trying to have your back, but if y'all disappoint me this week, baby, I promise you this.
This is my nephew's team, the Giants.
Right, exactly.
But I'm going to tell him, I'm telling you now. I just don't.
Because Jacksonville do put up points.
Yeah, that's the problem.
If Barkley is healthy, this is going to be a tight game.
And I would say this.
It's going to be a tight game.
I would say this. If they get up on you, they ain't going to do like Baltimore did.
They're going to rock and roll.
They're going to be you not at home. And if you lose this game, then you might as well just say you lost 2-3 games in a row. Just for the simple fact, the media already think that you just holding everything together with glue.
Right, 3-point
underdog to the Jags, and the Jags is 2-4. They 5-1.
Exactly.
It's total no respect. So you gotta win.
That's totally disrespectful.
Totally disrespectful. That's why when I saw that, I said, "Damn, wow!" You know, at least give them, at least make it.
I'm going with the G-Man.
Not as one. Speaking of your division, Browns versus Ravens. Ravens 6.5-point favorite, and I guess because the Browns act like they don't want to win no games either. Hey, man, it's your expertise.
Let me tell you something.
You know, both of these teams.
Let me tell you something. Lamar Jackson played for the University of Louisville.
Sorry, Mr. Jackson.
I am for real. And I'm for real talking to you, Lamar. This is my thing right here, homie. I would love to have you on this show. And we're going to get you on the show sooner or later. But you have to beat these cats.
Oh, yes.
Like, I ain't talking about beat them. I'm talking about blow these cats out.
Woo.
They already doubt you.
Peter's playing.
Ooh.
Is Peter's playing?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ooh. Stop talking about it. He's not even an elite corner like that. Why people think he is.
I am for real.
Jackson, beat these people. Let it known that you for real. Get your money. Get your money. Because now, me personally, I ain't going to say a lie, bro. I'm starting to think that you probably should have took that contract.
Oh, yeah, it was a nice one. It was the highest paid.
You should have took that contract because now it's like, it's looking like, the Ravens are saying, we told you. This is what the Ravens said. We told you.
Yeah, but it's...
We told you.
Shitty offense.
Right. We told you.
Yeah. No, you said it's like, setting up like it.
Don't do that, Lamar. You got to blow them out. You have to blow them out.
You know what's so crazy? They probably going to end up 8-8, 9-7. I know it's more games now. So
not in our division. They bet not.
10-8. I'm just saying they're going to be something like that. I think the whole division is going to be like that, to be honest, because too many injuries and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
My thing is that, so the average person who does not watch Baltimore games is going to throw everything on Lamar, and they're going to say, oh, my God, see, I told you you don't need that money. But the crazy, interception. Right. The crazy thing is this, right? His numbers are going to be ridiculous.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
But it ain't all about numbers. It's about winning. Now, Lamar controls those turnovers. He's throwing a lot of picks and different shit trying to force things, stop it, and all of that. But that defense is real bad, man.
That defense is not good, right? It's not good.
So when you have, let me ask you this, when you got a bad defense, that means your offense got to be elite, right?
That means you got to
score a lot of points.
Yes, you do.
That offense ain't built to score a lot of points.
It's not.
When they do, it's because that defense is turning over people, short in the field. Lamar's doing something.
And they put a lot of pressure on Lamar to make something happen.
Yeah, so that's the problem.
Yes.
And so if I'm him, forget the Ravens. I'm going somewhere else anyway.
And you're going to get the
money. And I would say this. Yeah, I would say this. What you said about that contract, granted, wasn't fully guaranteed. No one really has a fully guarantee except for somebody who loves massages, right? Okay. So, someone who loves that, right? He's the only one in the league to get that, right? Pretty much. So, that was a desperate act, big time. We understand that. So, you was going to be the highest paid, but you didn't like it because you want yours guaranteed. Dude.
Yes.
You're a quarterback. We understand that. We know y'all do that. You know how hard it is to be to have a contract, wanting a contract, and you play like perfection, and really, he knew that defense was garbage. What do you think of practice the
play? And the crazy thing about it.
What do you think of practice look like?
And the crazy thing about it, what Lamar did is, he's going to make every quarterback from now on just sign the contract. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I feel like he's going to do that because you didn't do it and you have a bad season, you're not going to get your money.
He's going to make every quarterback, every player, especially quarterback, every player, don't have Auntie Ray Ray and Sugar Mama being an agent.
Agent, yeah.
Because if he had agent, it'd be done.
It would have been done. You paid him.
Let's keep it. I got the Ravens. Who you got?
I got Ravens. Absolutely.
Oh, God. Because
I don't know. Hell, Voodoo Brown.
Man, Brown's Lord have mercy. I don't know what the hell's going on with that shit. Because, oh, boy, every day he's
Jets!
Wait a minute. Every day he gets another charge.
Right.
Jets! J-E-T-S, Jets versus Broncos.
I'm going with the Jets.
Broncos at home. 1.5. 1.5.
And that's disrespectful to the Jets.
Right?
I'm going with the Jets because that boy sauce on that defense. Oh, boy. I like him. He's so nice. Disrespectful.
Yeah, he's nice.
He's so disrespectful. I like him. He's going to take out the number one receiver the Broncos got. And that boy Russell, I don't know who it is. But that boy Russell is not it.
I don't think he has to travel this week. I don't think he has to go.
He ain't going
to
go both ways. He's going to stay on the same side.
And the Jets defense is coming after them. Sheldon Rankin, former Louisville player, what's up? Doing big things, staying healthy.
Yes, sir.
On that line. And, and oh boy, it's hurt too.
Right.
So,
we shall see.
And I ain't going to say his name yet. I hope it's the next. No, it's not. Texas versus Raiders, come on. 7-point favorite Raiders. Should be the easiest stuff. If you got that survivor pool, please take the Raiders.
Brother, my guy.
Who's that?
I ain't gonna call our guy. He know who he is. He know he part of the show. Who? Y'all lose this game?
He hurt.
Y'all lose this game?
Broken hand.
Yeah, if y'all lose this game.
Oh, you talking about the mayor.
The mayor.
I'm talking about the mayor.
Don't lose this game, mayor. Ooh. Y'all see this look just like ours, baby. It's worse. You know I love you, mayor. But, baby, don't lose this game.
It's worse. They won it for him. You lose this. But you know what the crazy thing is that old boy Carr is looking like the Carr that he has been, even if he got a number one receiver and number one tight end type stuff, you know what I'm saying? He got options. He's not performing. And this game is at C7, but it may be close to what people, because Lovie Smith got them boys.
Right.
You know, I ain't saying they're going to win, but they're going to make him earn it. Like, Lovie's going to make him earn it. And like you said, if they lose this game, 1-5, and they just got the win last week.
Right. We shall see.
Man, I got a question for you.
Excellent mail question.
Yeah. If y'all lose this game, does that mean that Adams is, y'all selling Adams? Can we buy him from, can we go ahead and trade? Can we make a trade? I'm just saying.
I know what he's saying.
Waller, too.
Go ahead and sell it.
We'll take Waller, too. I mean, third round pick for Waller.
Sell it.
Because they're going to be selling, all right.
Oh, they're selling everything.
Yes. Speaking of, Russell two games back. Seahawks versus Chargers. Chargers 5.5, and Geno comes to town.
All right, Chargers. Woo. Okay. The way y'all been playing, the defense ain't been doing good. Y'all, apparently the corner y'all brought over got benched. The safety that y'all paid all that money to, he ain't having a good season. Then you got the our guy on the end who came from Chicago. He ain't really been doing hot. So it's stuck on the offense, right?
Who's it? Remember, who came from Chicago? Who you talking about?
On the end. What's his name?
Ah, oh, Mac.
Mac, yeah.
He ain't been the same since he left Raiders.
He ain't. So it's too much pressure on the offense to really put up numbers, right? And I feel like this game is going to be close because Geno Smith is probably going to come in there and probably put up some numbers. He's going to come in there and put up some numbers to where this game is probably going to be a touchdown or a field goal game.
Last man with the ball.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I just hope and pray that the Chargers have the ball last. Because if they don't.
They don't got no kicker. They used them up. He's out for 4 weeks. 2 to 4 weeks.
Better go find a punter. I mean, somebody from a soccer team or something. Do something. But I'm still going to ride with the Chargers because I feel like the Chargers is a better team. But how the NFL is going this year, you just never know.
Yeah, upside down. I'm going to mention, the thing about it is to me is that this has, Chargers has been slumping as far as with
offense.
Yes. Like, so yeah, that might get their mojo. The problem is that Seahawks loves a high scoring game anyway.
Yep.
So Chargers, if you lose this, it's kind of like how we said about these other things. If you lose this game, Chargers, you might as well go ahead and wrap it up because Kansas City ain't losing too many much more, right? Mm-hmm. I don't see too many teams going to beat them. I'm just going to say that. You have to win this. And Geno and them is playing with house money. No one expects him to do shit at all.
What you see?
And Geno, you need to stop winning these games because, you know, Dallas would like to have half man, half robot.
Oh, he's so selfish.
Sell your soul to the
devil. He's so selfish.
Yeah, get out of here with that shit.
We want him.
Well, I heard Claypool's on the block.
He is.
Go take him.
He's out of here.
Hey, speaking of the Chiefs,
yes,
this right here, beginning of the season, look like that might have been a nice one, right? 2.5-point favorite of the 49ers. We know the 2.5-point favorite because the 49ers is the home team. What is your thoughts on this game, my brother?
I don't think 49ers defense is going to be able to stop the Chiefs. I just don't see it.
And that's a problem.
I just don't see it.
And that's a problem.
I don't see it, dude. I mean, because they had it at the baseball player. Mm-hmm. He slid 10 yards.
And you can't do that because it's not right now. But right. You're right. It looked good.
But the Chiefs is on a different mission because when they lose, they come back in next week to prove a point. 49ers don't have enough defense to stop them.
Right.
I don't think they do. Juju is starting to get going now. Robinson, he's starting to get going. Then you got the boy Hardman.
Oh,
he's starting to get going. And he's just as quick. I mean, yeah, I get that too.
No, man, I get it too,
but they got enough.
They
offense.
Got enough.
They right. got enough.
Can
I don't think.
Me back?
49ers ain't got enough. Got and then the Chiefs defense have enough to stop Garoppolo. The running back, they ain't doing nothing right now. Kittle's. We don't know where the hell he is right now.
In a booth,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, only thing they got is Debo.
And whatever that dude.
Yeah, that dude.
Yeah,
he had a hell of a game last
week.
Yeah, he's solid.
He's a nice third.
He won't be there too much longer.
Don't overpay for him.
He will. And watch they pay him.
No, that's a damn shit.
And watch they pay him.
That's somebody who's going to get a fire.
Yep.
I'm going to say this. First of all, the Chiefs, and this reminds me of somebody who I told you wasn't worth shit.
Who's that?
Sammy Watkins. So, I want the Packers fans. I need y'all to go ahead and DM the shit out of Mark. Forgive y'all follows. About 7 years. All right, now back to the Chiefs. Because they got another one like that. Apparently, his name is Hartman. But 49ers now, see, and they got a lot of injuries on their defense.
They
too.
Do. That, they
that,
do.
Because they do. That was they right now, they would have been their only calling card was their defense.
Yeah.
That's, you know, it's solid, but it ain't like how it was.
Right.
And their offense is atrocious. They lost last week to Atlanta. Wasn't even in the game, really. I mean, you know, Atlanta whooped that ass.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the Chiefs coming in town to do? They, you know, they lost.
What
they
made it. They
came there to prove a point. And they will. 49ers just don't have enough offense for that, you know. And I would say if the defense was even somewhat healthy, then, you know, 49ers would go try to beat them up.
Right.
But they're not. Debo is going to do, he's going to look good. But like you said, he's going to do what Debo
do. Right.
Jimmy G sucks. Jimmy G, have you seen him on TikTok? He can cook his ass off. Oh, man. He talking about corner shins, the ducks and shit. Dude was a great cook, man. You gotta check it out. For real, next time I'm gonna send it to you. Jimmy G can't play no quarterback, but he can cook that shit out.
I bet this is weird though. I don't even know.
Oh, man, he's good. He's good though, for real.
I'm gonna check it out.
I'm like, damn, Jimmy G?
Yeah, he ain't gonna
might as well do something. Your quarterback, it ain't it. Might as well be a chef. Woo, okay. Woo! Steelers versus Dolphins. And the Dolphins is a. Wait a minute. Hold on. I think I made a mistake. I didn't. Dolphins is a 7-point favorite. Tua's supposed to play. The floor is yours, brother.
For one, like I said last week, all our DBs is second string and practice squad people. Don't know if Magic is coming back. I hope he can come back and play against his former team. Or whatever. He had a point to prove.
Who?
Or whatever. Magic. Our safety. You know how I say it.
Oh, Fitzpatrick.
Yeah. I'm talking about
who's calling
the game. No,
I'm just talking about, yeah. Irving. Magic Johnson?
No.
I mean, geez, he's still playing. You ain't retired 20 times. But go ahead, my fault.
No, I just feel like if our defense can hold, I feel like the offense can do what they need to do. Because if Kenny can clear the protocol, you have to start him. You have to start him, let him keep going, get his mojo together and stuff like that. If he clears.
Right.
If he don't clear, then we gotta go with what's called or whatever. But if Kenny could clear it, let him go because I feel like Kenny is he's our guy. He's our guy
for
Pittsburgh Steelers. Get him more in there, get him going. But it's all about the defense. I'm not really too much concerned about the offense right now. I'm concerned more about the defense because everybody's hurt. Everybody's hurt, and then you're going against two of the fastest people in the NFL.
Yeah.
In the NFL. So yeah. It's almost like, what do you do? You can't double team him. He's going to fly past and double team both of them. So it's just contain them. Contain them. Get to the quarterback.
Okay.
Cam, I need you, baby.
Oh, Cam.
Get to the quarterback, baby.
Cam.
Get to the quarterback. TJ ain't come back. I think TJ come back in 2 weeks. Bush, do what you need to do. Hold your job up, baby.
He hates you, Bush.
He called me out. Don't do me like that. He ain't been doing what I need him to do. But I need them this game.
Okay, gotcha.
Defense have to step up.
Okay.
Because I feel like the offense can hold their own, but the defense have to step up this game. Because if they don't, all that you're going to hear is about them having, both of them going to have 200 receiving yards.
This is a Sunday night special.
Sunday night special.
This is going to be good. I think it's going to be a real good game. I just want to see, like, you know, I guess Tua's going to play. I mean, you know.
Yeah, we go.
Tua's going to pick it. If them two, that'll be good.
Yeah.
Like you said, defense, the Steelers' defense is going to have to control this. make sure these little dudes don't get out of pocket. Yeah, right. So I think it's gonna be interesting to see what's going on. So I love it. I think it, like, beginning of the season, this right here was gonna probably be who was gonna be number one, number two seed type stuff in the league. But hey, it's still a good one. Stills is still in there. I don't know about the Dolphins. Dolphins has to win this game. It's
right.
Stills winning, you're stealing money because now you're playing with house money because everybody had you burned. Now you're in there. You're like, we still in this.
Yeah.
In our division, right? Yeah. Right? Like, yep. Yay! Yep. This is going to be a good game. This is going to be a good game. I ain't got no problem. This is really going to be a real good game. All right. This right here, Bears versus Patriots. Patriots 7.5-point favorite. I'm going to say this, and no disrespect to my big cousin. No disrespect to Dre Day. Why are the Bears playing so much on TV?
I don't know neither. I don't know.
The Patriots ain't nothing either.
I don't know.
But the Bears.
I got New England winning this game, Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's going to be very easy.
Absolutely.
Because the scary thing is this. Before we log off, the scary thing is this. Zappy. And Roger. I'll tell you what. He's got them people thinking, dude passed the ball better than old boy Mac Jones. Mac, I'm going to tell you what, Mac. You in trouble, brother.
He ain't got no job too much longer.
Because you got to think, he's still on rookie contract, right?
Exactly.
So he paying him a lot of money.
And he going to re-sign back with New England as a backup.
Well, and the crazy thing is, they going to be forced to start him, and the offense is going to look sluggo.
Yep.
Zappy said, bro, I got this, bro.
Right. I'm ready.
That's all we did was throw the ball.
That's why Coach said, I was waiting for you to get hurt.
Like I said, that's old Tom Brady.
Absolutely.
Well, they ain't going to have the championship, but still.
Nah, absolutely not.
Woo-wee. Hey, guys, I'll tell you what. Y'all know how we do. We be so happy with what we do, what we doing for you guys, all this kind of stuff. We enjoy what we do. But, hey, we got some good stuff up our sleeves.
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
Rest in peace, Pops.
Yes, sir. Love you, Pops.
Hey, God bless y'all, man. Everybody be safe, man. It's
please.
A lot of crazy people.
Have a hell of a weekend.
You know that's right.
It's APU. Let's get it. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. Mark and Will, yeah, yeah. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you own it, go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Monday through Friday, player. Watch it while you own it, go. It's the Mark and Will Show. It's the Mark and Will Show. Catch them at 8 p.m. They're gonna tell you what they know.